From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the Russian president has some harsh words about the U.S. government. Russian President Vladimir Putin has blamed the outgoing U.S. administration of attempting to undercut President-elect Donald Trump by spreading erroneous information. At a Moscow news conference Tuesday, Putin said last week's release of an unverified dossier containing salacious allegations about Trump was part of an effort by U.S. President Barack Obama's administration to undermine the legitimacy of the president-elect in spite of Trump's convincing presidential win. Putin described as fake an allegation in the dossier that Trump engaged in sexual activities at a Moscow hotel in 2013. Putin added that those responsible for the allegations are worse than prostitutes and questioned why Trump would need prostitutes when he's been with the most beautiful women in the world. Trump has blamed the intelligence community for leaking unsubstantiated information, which also linked Trump to the Russian government, and questioned whether Central Intelligence Director John Brennan was responsible. In a Twitter post last week, the president-elect compared the intelligence community to Nazi Germany. In an interview Monday with the Wall Street Journal, Brennan described the comparison to Nazis as repugnant and denied leaking the dossier. The Iranian president Hassan Rouhani has said he would not consider renegotiating with Iran the Iran nuclear deal with the incoming Trump administration, which has repeatedly denounced the deal. Speaking at a news conference Tuesday on the first anniversary of the deal's signing, Rouhani said there would be no sense in trying to renegotiating it now. He said the nuclear deal is finished. It's been approved by the UN Security Council. This is VOA News. The search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 has been officially suspended with no definitive answers as to why the Boeing 777 on a flight from Malaysia to China on March 8th of 2014 disappeared without a trace with 239 people, mostly Chinese, on board. Liao Tiong Lai is the Malaysian transport minister.
It is not an easy search. It is very difficult. Unprecedented water. We have gone through all this difficulty. And we're committed to the search. So we managed to complete a 120,000 square kilometer search. Unfortunately, we are unable to find the plane, MH370.
Liao said the search, which has cost tens of millions of dollars, could resume if there is found to be credible evidence of the plane's fate. The latest search area by Australia, China, and Malaysia was located west of Australia in the Indian Ocean. Turkish police captured the gunman who they say carried out the deadly New Year's nightclub attack in Istanbul, with officials saying Tuesday that he is an Uzbekistan national who trained in Afghanistan and confessed to the massacre. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim told reporters in Ankara the man was being questioned by police. Yildirim expressed hope that the interrogation would unveil what he called the forces behind the attack, which killed 39 people and has already been claimed by the Islamic State group. Most of the dead in the attack were foreign nationals, mainly from the Middle East. Nigeria's military says a fighter jet on a mission against Boko Haram extremists has mistakenly bombed refugees and aid workers, killing and wounding an unknown number of civilians. Major General Lucky Iribor tells reporters the accidental bombardment Tuesday in northeastern Ran near the border with Cameroon killed some civilians and wounded aid workers, including some Nigerians working for Doctors Without Borders and the International Committee of the Red Cross. He says two soldiers were wounded. He did not have a final toll. And the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, says Britain's Parliament will be able to vote on the final divorce deal reached between the UK and the European Union. May confirmed that her government will put the final agreement to a vote in both houses of Parliament before it becomes into force. However, she did not address what would happen should there be a vote against the agreement. May has said she will trigger the formal process to leave the trade bloc by the end of March. The Supreme Court is expected later this month to rule on whether Parliament must have a say in the matter. Britain will then have 2 years to negotiate a deal after that. Make sure you check our website at voanews.com and our social media platforms for more. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.